And welcome to Level Up episode number 58. I think.
Well, someone's not been had their ready break.
58. No, I haven't eaten or drunk anything yet. It's Kwai, back from his 1 week hiatus.
You forced a hiatus upon me by not telling me you were doing it on Tuesday.
Shh. And we have Richard.
Hello.
And it was Richard on the 1 week hiatus.
Richard's.
No. It was my fault we were doing it on the Tuesday, I think.
Yes, it was. And isn't that because we went to Great Yarmouth?
Oh, yeah, that was right.
That was it. Yarmouth! And I'm Hobbs, too humble, fabulous. Let's go.
Still in pants.
Still in my PJs. And my junky t-shirt.
T-shirt is large.
Do you want to do a warm up and purr first? Change it up a little bit while I finish off getting the rest of the news.
Why have you done that?
Load it all up.
Go on then, Richard. What have you been playing?
I've been playing Split Second again.
It's Richard's Split Second Minute.
Yeah, I'm getting close to the
It's quite relaxed yourself, don't
worry. Yeah, I'm 30 G's for all races in first. I think I've got 5 races to go. But they're like all the hardest ones. You remember me saying about the detonator ones? Well,
yes.
You're the only one on the track and everything blows up around you.
Yeah.
It's just like you have to drift every corner perfect without touching a wall or getting anywhere near an explosion because they slow you down, and you just have to do the whole race perfect. Obviously, the more I play it, the better I'm getting at the track, but they're just mental.
I had a go at one of them the other day and I got third. So it was not good.
Where were you playing?
I was playing it over at mine. I haven't brought the game, I was borrowing it. Tom brought it over.
It's an easy game to get the first few achievements, but like I've got 9 to go out of 46, and I think I'm on 600 G's now. So it's like 400 G's for the last 9 achievements. It's a bit like savage. It's a bit lily.
I mean, it's a bit okay hard. Have you completed the like story mode yet, or whatever it's called?
I've completed it. I've just got to go back and get first place. Like I said, 5 races, but they're all detonators, I think.
Shit.
But I've still got 1 car to unlock. But it's like pretty much you unlock it when you go first and everything.
I like racing cars.
You can't race cars.
Yes, you do, Hobbs. Yes, you do.
About you, Mr. Kwai?
I have
been 2 weeks of warm-up first to do.
I have been playing Gears of War 2 on Insane with Callum. Nearly finished it.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane. I've been playing Super Street Fighter 4 again.
Yes, nothing new then.
Well, it is quite new. I haven't played it for about 3 months. And I keep going to Blockbuster and looking at stuff, but there's just nothing to buy.
Nah.
Or even rent. Just awful.
I was thinking of going and getting Singularity. Just for something to
I was thinking bash about through. It.
But that's really about it. But now I'm still playing Red Dead.
Oh, right, it's just playing Modern Warfare 2. I'm on Prestige 2 now, level 15.
Yeah, what is it? It's worth nothing. Worth nothing come November.
Don't talk about the news. Why? What have you been playing?
I have myself some wrestling games. I bought SmackDown vs. Raw on the PS2 for £2 at the bargain bin in Blockbusters.
Yes.
Right.
Probably the worst one.
Yeah, that's the only one. I was playing the TNA one. I was playing TNA, we'll come to that in a second. But the story mode in TNA is you lose a match, you have to do it until you lose it. Until you win it, sorry.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like crap. There's a lot of crap matches that you have to do, like, just against not even real wrestlers.
Do you mean, like, in the beginning?
I don't know, at the beginning of every chapter, you seem to do, like, a few matches against random things that the computer's made up from the creator wrestler stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, you do, alright, and if you fuck it up...
Isn't it like a gauntlet match where you have to do 3 in a row?
No, they're not, the start ones are, but when you get to, like, a couple of chapters in, you have to do, like... They're like 3 matches against just like total random people, and then they'll have like 1 match against someone half decent, like a proper wrestler, and then they'll have 3 more matches against someone who is just made up by the computer from the creator wrestler stuff. and it's a pain in the ass. And if you lose it, you have to do it again. If you do what you like, I've had multiple giants, but we both had an impact to do the finishing move, and he's reversed my move and just got it before me and done it to me, and then do the whole thing again. It's a pain in the fucking ass.
I guess you're okay.
And then, yeah, I'd hanker into play something that, you know, one of the old style wrestling story modes where you just sort of play through the year from WrestleMania to WrestleMania, doing shit storylines and
really good storylines.
Working up the superstar points.
Why is that what you've been doing on SmackDown vs. Raw?
Yes, playing season mode.
What storylines have you come across so far?
I had Tori Wilson and Tajiri.
Powerful tag team.
And I I stole Tori Wilson's contract. I had some weird one with Garrison Cade, who I don't actually remember being in wrestling at all.
I do. You must remember him. Quite.
It was Garrison Cade, Matt Hardy, and someone else. The Gold Standard.
Shelton Benjamin.
Doesn't drift.
Shelton Benjamin. And then I was like, Shelton Benjamin was like, I challenge you to a submission match. And I beat him. And Garrison Cade attacked me in the parking lot. I was like, I challenge you to a hardcore match right here. And I beat him. And then Matt Hardy challenged me to a ladder match. And I beat him. And then Eric Bischoff comes out and goes,
you must have a ladder hardcore submission match.
You're bound in blood. So all this is bound in blood. Eric Bischoff's still around. You are going to be in a no disqualification elimination battle royal, and I lost.
Oh.
And then I've had been warring with Batista over Sable. It's really strange.
So what else did you pick up apart from that one?
Just that. See, I played a little bit of the Da Vinci Code because I was so fucking bored on my week off last week.
Just as awful as it sounds.
Yes. It'd be a good game in a Heavy Rain style game, but
yeah.
Well, just seeing the back of Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks' head.
Yeah, and I played some TNA, which is good but lacking and really, really irritating. When it comes to like,
I can see it being a good game, but parts of it are just like
the AI is just awful. It's reverse everything all the time, and I do like the fact there's a separate kick and punch button. It gives you more moves, but
I tell you what lets it down is he's trying to compete with SmackDown. Just like real life, any wrestling game's always going to be compared to SmackDown.
Yeah, that's because SmackDown's a long. How many games are they at now? Like 20.
Yeah,
plus?
But even the first games, I think, are preferred on SmackDown. Just for like button setup, it's like, because I don't know about you, I use one finger for both bumpers and triggers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So trying to sprint and block and hard grapple and stuff like that all at the same time.
Now you get more dexterity and your fingers should be fine.
I am judging this after one game that I've just had. Lost. So
it's good.
Like
it's just so, they could like if Midway was still around, they could read the reviews and actually make probably a decent game out of it. Sell it a little bit cheaper.
Well, there is a new game coming out. It's for the DS.
Yeah. No. Terrible idea.
Yes, the DS is a terrible idea.
Yes. I always have a copy of Wet floating around there somewhere.
Why?
Because Gary lent it to me. I'm also downloading the Madden demo, Madden 11. And the Mafia 2 demo.
I played the 99 Nights 3 demo. No, 2 demo.
Why would you do that?
It's because it's my legal contract to play these demos for you to talk about them on the internet.
Alright. See, I ain't got around to playing the demos. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it's made by Sega.
Slaying the Goblin King with your big sword.
Oh.
Just Japanese.
I haven't played it yet, personally, but I saw the Legend Killers pack last night.
Yeah. You're still going to buy it, though?
Yeah.
Why?
No.
Save it for the other stuff. It's all these character skins and
character skins. Tomahawk.
I know the Tomahawk is good. Everyone wants the
Tomahawk. Maps, achievements. It's It's 800 Microsoft points.
Too much.
$7.99.
Too much. For what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Much, too much.
Needing to play Limbo as well.
Limbo's good. Limbo's like really, really good. I thought it's just artsy. It's actually like really, really good. Really quiet.
Yeah, I keep meant to get it.
Surreal.
That and Deathspank.
Deathspank. Nah, Deathspank is Deathspank.
But.
We have not been playing much. We need Kane and Lynch to come out. Cause
when's it come out? 2 weeks? Days. 3 weeks? 10 days? Ooh, excited.
Got my copy from Blockbuster.
My copy from Shop 2.
I traded in some games and got like 26 quid in my block.
That's alright. Right, should we go into the news?
Probably should.
Before we do this, do you have any news? Do you have any news, Richard? Read out that paragraph. That'll be the news.
It's not very interesting. It's about a split second. Great videos, but I'm only making it past the drop digger at 19 seconds, by which point you're past it and smashing the gate at 20 seconds. I'm following the same line and not releasing the trigger, not braking and not skidding. By the time you smash the fence, I'm already 4 seconds behind you, and that's me losing time in a straight line from the left of the digger onwards. To make matters worse, you actually clip it and still go through way quicker than me. I don't understand what the hell's going on.
Very insightful.
News.
Very insightful. What we do? I've got to give a shout out to people who've been retweeting everything I have and everything Level Up has been doing on the Twitters.
Who?
Someone called Anon of the Above.
What did he do?
He retweeted us to his like 1,000 followers.
What did he say?
He just retweeted the last episode.
Alright.
What's this? Someone's listening to us.
Someone's listening! Gamer Saloon, who I don't know.
Saloon for gamers.
I assume that's like a website. And Danik Thanard.
Oh man, not the evil lord of the afterlife.
I'm assuming he's from like Norway or something. So they retweeted it. Stuff that I put on the Twitter page. Why? Like, let's download this thing or download this thing.
So it could just be pure coincidence.
What do you mean? You don't understand Twitter, do you, Richard?
I don't like Twitter.
No. Even when you post something on Twitter, like a Facebook update status, same difference. So I put on there, download Level Up episode 57, this is from last week, and they've gone, ooh, I like that, I'm going to retweet it on my
Wait. Thing. Last week was the shit one.
Last week was damn terrible.
Yeah, I know. They retweeted.
We spent the whole thing playing on Red Dead and shit like that.
And we had a spike. We had a small spike in viewership, listenership. Yeah.
So yeah. Hello, you ladies out there in podcast land.
Okay, so news.
Batman.
I have stories first.
This is
a couple of weeks old. And we totally missed it, but it's quite funny. GTA Rothbury and the Daily Star.
Oh, no, I saw this and I was like, no, I don't want to talk about this because this is just stupid. Completely fucking stupid and made up.
Richard likes the Daily Star, don't you, Richard?
Did you bring this up? Did you?
Boobies. No, I'm just reading about some dude on here. It's quite funny. It's just a mini conversation.
So some fellow at the Daily Star, some hard-hitting journalist works at the Daily Star. Quite me
in the Daily Star. I was in the Daily Star about 2 months ago.
He was. A tiny bit like that.
Yeah.
I had it for 17
pounds. You next to some boobs?
Probably.
Yeah. Some hard-hitting journalist of the Daily Star totally made up a story about how Rockstar are turning the story of Raoul Moat into a GTA Rothbury game and had gone on the internet and found some idiot who had mocked up a picture of Raoul Moat into a GTA-style cover. And put Rothbury underneath it, and wrote this massive long article about how everyone's in uproar, and took the cover art from a multitude of gaming websites.
Yes, because the reporter didn't go, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, I saw it on CVG. No, I saw it on Charlie Brooker's Twitter page actually. He was like, "I'm still laughing because the dude got fired and loads of stuff."
Yeah,
because he just made up this story because he had nothing to write
That's
about.
Not what the Daily Star does.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah,
it's a work of fiction.
The best part about it is they went to Raoul Moat's ex-girlfriend, somebody shot, her grandmother and asked for a comment. Which it's horrible. How could they do something like this? Blood money. Funny story. What was the headline? The headline on the Daily Star's website was something like
Grand Theft Moat.
It was like Rao Moat video game confirmed, book and film in works, or something like that. I was like, oh, fucking hell. In similar news,
Batman.
Sexism.
Batman.
Some woman has written an article on the internet.
About Batman.
I know they're not allowed because they're women, but they have written an article on the internet about
Batman.
She claims she has sources inside Activision who have focus tested female characters on the public. And Activision have internally decided, without public announcements obviously, that if the top five games the 1 year don't have a female character as a lead, they're not going to make any games with female characters in at all.
Well,
this all comes from... There's this game that was going to come out called Black Lotus. It wasn't announced.
Yeah.
Starring a sort of Lucy Liu in Kill Bill style female assassin called Black Lotus.
Yeah.
Got focus tested it, and their target audience wasn't responding well to it because there was a woman in the thing, so they changed it to True Crime New York. Not New York. Hong Kong.
Tokyo, yeah.
Yeah.
And whatever it is.
Part of the internet is an uproar.
No. Because how do they explain why a game like
Activision is sexist?
Why a game like Mirror's Edge sold?
Because Mirror's Edge was different.
Why was it different?
To the rest of it.
Why
was it different? Because it was free running first person game.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's not about men and women lead characters. Just if the game's good or not.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with who you play. If the game's good,
Wet.
People will play it.
Wet.
Yeah.
Bayonetta.
Yeah.
That Wet was terrible. Nobody played it. Bayonetta was good.
Yeah. Good, but not in your category.
Good and not, but people played it. Then again, strong female leads. Cooking Mama.
Powerful.
Even Bayonetta. Cooking Mama. It's a cooking woman. Yeah. Bayonetta. It still makes her really sexy.
And
they come from a normal woman.
And she's a single mother. No, she's a normal woman. She's a single mother. You have to play more of the game.
Oh, God. You see what I mean? It's all like a bit... When they put women in the game, it's a little bit cheesy.
So when they put men in the game, there's just huge beefcakes.
That's true, you can't win either way. Alan Wake's not a beefcake.
Alan Wake is gay.
He's got a wife who looks really, really ugly, by the way, if you played the game.
That's the man. The twist at the end of the game. Spoilers.
Spoilers. Alan Wake's a woman.
Batman.
Do you want to talk about Batman?
Yeah.
No.
Aww.
Ian knows the top of the list. We're talking about something more fun for us. My turn to stand back is awesome.
Like a 5-year-old.
This bloke frustrates me.
Sexually.
I want to be as good as him at games.
In my videos. Wii 2.0 rumours return.
No.
More talk of Blu-ray.
I don't think your name is Crazy Gringo 9. If you're listening, Crazy Gringo 9, please come round my house and do my Blitzegum.
He's probably from like Hispanic New York. He's Crazy Gringo.
Maybe.
I was chatting to some
guys. He's the Mexican listener we have
from New York that owned a pizza restaurant yesterday.
Quaffy.
He was trying to trap up some 19-year-old lifeguard that he met on online.
The email lifeguard.
Apparently, she was quite pretty, and she lived only 7 blocks away from his restaurant.
Coming for some pizza pie and I put my penis inside you. I mean, what?
I thought we were done with these 2.0 Wii rumours.
No one cares about the Wii.
But.
Everyone cares about EV.
Rumours of a new Wii with HD and Blu-ray.
No, it's not going to happen.
Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit. More Wii news.
Why isn't it the Wii?
The Wii has sold 30 million consoles in the US alone.
Right.
Which, 15 months quicker than the PS2. And Cammy Dunaway said some stuff that no one really cares about.
None of this is talking about Batman.
Ace Combat 7 has been announced.
I'm not talking till Batman comes up.
Final Doom Batman.
Yay! Talking about Batman.
Alright, so you know Game Informer. did the stuff.
Yeah.
With the thing, and it's called Arkham City, which I like. Makes sense.
Continuation.
One of the stories, one of the titles that Warner Brothers did originally have was Gotham Asylum.
I kind of prefer that one.
But I think you have to have Arkham City in the... You have to have Arkham in the title to link it to the first one.
I suppose so.
But we have story details from NeoGAF and some pictures as well. The pictures look... They're just...
Well, it's artwork. But it's not exactly going to look
so
terrible.
Here's the story. So, you know... Quincy Sharp, the warden of Arkham Asylum in Arkham Asylum. And he takes all the credit for it. For getting it all under control and taking out the Joker. So he goes, becomes Gotham Mayor. After taking power, he declares Blackgate and Arkham unfit and buys off a portion of the slums of Gotham, walling off the area, calling it Arkham City. Blackgate's the prison, isn't it?
Yeah. Blackgate's where those other guys came in at the beginning of the game. All Joker's henchmen came from Blackgate.
Oh, yes.
He never actually went to Blackgate.
Yeah. Sharp then contracts a mercenary group called Tiger who are into defending the walls. The prisoners are only given one rule, don't try to escape, with the penalty of being so doing death. Beyond that, they can do whatever they want within. Hugo Strange heads to New Arkham. Who's Hugo Strange?
I thought it was some mystery man.
Oh no, I know the name from
somewhere. Yeah, I know.
He's a character.
Yeah, yes.
In the comics, but I can't remember what he is.
We'll find out later.
Isn't it the Riddler Hugo Strange? Is
no.
No. We'll find out soon.
Edward, Google
Hugo Strange and just
the Riddler's called Edward, you know, he's called Enigma.
Oh yes, he is. Though it seems, where is it? He has a new Arkham, though it seems like this fact is cloaked into mystery in the outside world. Those who look into him disappear. Take out quiet.
Oh, well. Disappearing. Alright. A year has passed, Richard. You're listening?
Yeah.
Since the first game. Did you play the Batman game?
No.
It was very, very good.
No, I'm not very good at games,
so... I know. You don't have to be good at games.
Choose not to play.
Yeah. Two-Face is in the game.
Shout with me and...
Two-Face is in the game.
Two-Face.
Okay. I could have
told you that anyway.
Yeah, oh. Two-Face is in the game and is admitted to Arkham City. And he realises that if he doesn't, you know, make himself the man, he's going to get raped.
Yeah.
So he captures Catwoman and figures he's going to do an old public...
So Catwoman's bad and good in this.
Well, she's a thief. She's just, you know, she steals shit.
Yeah.
But she doesn't kill people. So, you know, she's a shade of grey.
Okay.
But he's going to do a public execution on Catwoman. And apparently the Rocksteady team are aiming for a highly detailed city. Gadgets can now be used during fights. Currently, Game Informer mentions Batman putting explosive gel on the back of one of his enemies.
Very cool.
You can now pull off multiple counterattacks.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, in the first game, you can counter people.
So, super cover your ones and just go.
Yeah. Their arms. Or something like that. Many of the supervillains have formed gangs and taking control of different portions of the city. The team wants to push the forensics angle, make puzzles more complex. All the gadgets from the first game will be unlocked at the beginning of the game, and a new one.
Ah.
Interrogations replace the Riddler maps, so you have to find people that work for Riddler and, like, interrogate them.
Okay.
Batman can now taunt enemies.
Ooh.
Certain characters have optional side stories. Apparently they mention Zaz as one of them.
And isn't Ra's or Talia al Ghul in there as well?
Yeah, they reckon so. Ra's al Ghul is dead, but Talia al Ghul is in there. They mentioned her back early in the day.
Yes, they did, yeah.
Harley Quinn has a new costume.
Tiny pants.
Batman has a new gadget called the Broadcast Analyzer. Take a listen to the Gotham radio, find out what's going on. Apparently Oracle is missing, so Alfred's the one in your ear. And they wouldn't detail their multiplayer plans. But did you know that they actually put Easter egg in the first game for this game?
Yes, the start somewhere.
No.
Right
near the end. You go into the warden's office.
Yeah.
And there's unobtrusive section of wall.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to put 3 gel explosives on it. And you blow it up. It's like a secret office. There's like a map on the wall saying, like, with a map of Gotham. And it's walled off section, approved. Somewhere else is like, I think Blackgate Steelworks is also labelled. But it's all, you know.
I haven't seen it, but I heard about this getting discovered. When that game was announced, they went, yeah, but no one's discovered this thing.
Yeah. That was good, though. That was...
Yeah. If someone had discovered it at the start, they'd be like, whoa, what the fuck? But when that game first finally got announced, I remember hearing about it on podcasts of them going, well, no one's discovered it, so go to this place and find out.
That's pretty unusual. Usually things are discovered pretty quickly.
Yeah, I know. But it's because it's right at the start, isn't it? You don't expect it. It's right. It's one of the opening
you have to finish the game and go right to the start.
Yeah. That's the thing. I approve. Let's have a look for the rest of the news.
More news.
Double Fine. We know Double Fine.
Double Fine.
Tim Schafer and the guys.
Is it the Halloween costume RPG thing?
Yes. Costume Quest.
It looks okay. I wouldn't play it, but it looks okay. Apparently they're making 4 games.
Downloadable. Yeah, they are. All like different various things.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Red Dead Redemption DLC is currently out on the Xbox Live Marketplace and the PSN. $7.99.
Not worth it.
800 Microsoft points. Not worth it. Mafia 2 demo is now playable. But...
It's now playable apart from it's taken a lifetime for Hobbs.
You can play it on the Xbox Live. Whatever. PSN had to be a member of PlayStation Plus to buy it.
I thought that was yesterday.
No, tried it this morning. So I was on there downloading Madden. We have to be on PlayStation Plus to do it. Don't play it right now. We have things to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Valkyria Chronicles 2 demo merged onto PlayStation Network.
No one cares.
Call of Duty 8 first tiny details revealed. This is the one after Black Ops.
Yeah, that's where it made my Sledgehammer games.
Yes, and it's basically the guy who owns it, who runs the studio, twittering. With what we've done is we've taken soldiers, talked to them in real life, and taken their exact experiences, just changed the names and locations.
Well, if you change the location, it's not going to make any sense.
Yeah,
they're probably location specific.
So they've found out a bunch of stories and then just made up stuff that they want to do.
Yeah, correct.
Found out stories and then changed everything.
Fallout New Vegas gets a Friends star, Matthew Perry. Who plays Chandler in Friends is in Fallout New Vegas.
Callum will have to buy it.
The only other person, there's a massive list of people. The other person I recognised.
Ron Perlman's in it.
Ron Perlman, yeah. And
Danny Trujillo.
Don't know who he is.
Machete. Big Mexican with a moustache.
Who's Ron Perlman?
He's a Hellboy. And he's been an enemy at the gates and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. Felicia Day is in it. Felicia Day is in it as well.
Who's that?
From the Guild.
Why is she in it?
Internet celebrity. What are you doing?
Dancing.
Assassins. Oh, we'll do Split Second for Richard.
Yeah.
Split Second DLC revs up is the headline.
They do need the new stuff on there.
Three Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 content packs planned for Disney's Explosive Race in August. Content ranges from new liveries to a new vehicle and fresh maps. Fresh map coming in September. But there will be DLC arriving soon. Like very, very soon.
They're doing it because, I mean, the game is good. But... it could get very old very quickly because there's only about 12 maps on there.
Yeah.
Something like that. And people get very, very good at them. I ain't complaining because I can hold my own on online play. But if you're a beginner on it, going into that at the moment, you just get absolutely caned every time.
Yeah. No, new map coming in September and new vehicles and stuff coming. And whatever a new library is.
Livery, like, from his decals and stuff.
Yeah. But the decals you get are achievement
specific, aren't they?
Yeah.
There you go, then you'll get new achievements in.
As long as it's not more fucking detonator runs where you have to beat the clock, because I hate them things. I don't think anybody in the game likes them, because they've just made them so difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, that's coming soon. And lastly, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood gets Collector's Edition for $100. About 70 quid, I suppose. That features extra maps, a bonus disc of content, and a jack-in-the-box.
Yeah, those jack-in-the-boxes look pretty cool, though. Have you seen them?
I have not seen them. They do look... I like the look of this quite. It's just, this looks quite fun.
No. Too much of a riff on graphics. It's just not a graphic
one. Well, the first Mafia was alright.
There's just it's just the open world game is so... oversaturated genre.
I like them. If they do something different.
Yeah, well, this one isn't different. Wait, and the cars are incredibly heavy,
aren't they? Here we go. Behind the scenes content, a soundtrack, map of the game's version of Rome,
to
an
be
art
fair,
book.
They are very old cars.
Yeah.
That's why they're heavy. Yeah. I suppose that's quite... If you're having trouble with the makeup of the game, it's quite an easy way to get around it. You just make old-style cars.
You're gunned down, bitch.
He did.
The jack-in-the-box does look really creepy.
Trivial pursuit. Why have you not got Angry Birds, quite?
I haven't, but I need a lot.
Angry Birds has come to the Nintendo DS.
Hello.
And iPhone. It's only in the DSi, because you've got to have the...
Was there already on the iPhone or not?
No, the PSP, sorry.
Being silly. Why have you got the DSi?
Because it's downloadable.
What?
On the DSi.
News, have we run out of news?
That's all the news.
All the news, alright. We're just going to do one take, go straight on to the next.
We'll take a short break and then we'll put in some sort of section. Some other talking in tangents. Rich, we're talking about the wrestling. Basically, it's talking in tangents time, everybody. And we thought we'd go for Windows. TNA Hardcore Justice was last week. WWE SummerSlam this week. I've been playing some wrestling games. There's wrestling games coming out very soon.
Hobbs has all of a sudden found wrestling games and now decided that he's good at them.
Again.
Didn't say I was good at them, did I?
You liked them.
I bet you would, though.
I'm enjoying the wrestling once again with a sort of 10-year hiatus on the fucking thing.
10-year hiatus? It was about a year hiatus.
Since like watching it properly.
Since me and quite destroying all the
time. Gets really annoying about
until we get bored and fight each other. Give my car keys back.
Then I win. Over here.
My card's dead. I'm getting a new one next week.
Everyone likes wrestling, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone on the internet likes wrestling.
So we're going to talk about wrestling. Because if you don't like wrestling, fuck off. If you do like wrestling, fuck off.
What's up? Oh, man, I could get all of them in today.
You could.
So how many wrestling clubs do you get into one segment?
I love it. Do you know R-Truth's real name?
It's Ronald.
Ron McKillings.
Ron the Truth Killings.
Wrong Killings.
Wrong McDonald.
And that was a secret super segment I was going to put in the podcast today.
Well, no. Because
you do with Twitter, because it was really funny.
No. Hey, Hobbs, over there.
What?
What's up?
Oh, no.
Well, you can do that segment when we're not here, because no one likes Twitter except for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it was... Kanye West Tweet of the Week.
No.
Stop talking about this.
It's hilarious. I got new flowers in the crib. Don't burn me. There's a potpourri too. No? You like your Kanye West, why? You referenced it a couple of weeks ago.
Right, we're staying on a topic.
Kanye West. Laughing's a movie. Play your role. Ah, he's looking for a car hanger. Go on, Em.
Life is a movie. Make it away.
Make it a win.
Oh, so what are we talking about?
Yeah, what's this topic about?
Wrestling games.
What about them?
And what are your three favourite wrestling games of all time?
You can go first.
I'd get mine down to two.
We'll do it rotation. We'll do our third, and then we'll do our second, and then we'll do our third.
I'm just going to make one up for my second then. My third even. World Tour. WCW vs. NWO World Tour. The original.
I think I ever played it.
That was a fun game. Ultimate Dragon did a Tombstone Power Driver. All kind of crazy. That's the thing about that game. The best characters were the fast characters.
Because they did Guerrero.
Pummeled.
Apart from Guerrero's cool.
The punch. Remember the punch. The punch that knocked anybody out. Certain people did this strong punch. And I think I still hold the record. I think it was over quite 7 second match. One punch. And I knocked him out. It was the stupidest, because that one had like tick air so you could punch him.
Yeah.
And their body would just go, and just like fall to the floor, and then they'd struggle to get out.
Is this PS1 or?
And then
64. I never played it.
64 had the best wrestling game.
There was only one wrestling game on the 64 you needed to play.
There's not.
There is.
There's quite a few.
Was one the best one on the 64.
Where is this your ranked three?
This is my ranked three. WWF No Mercy.
No.
That's possibly my least favourite one.
That's WrestleMania 2000.
No, you said
that had a good ladder match.
Yeah, that's better than No Mercy.
Had a ladder match.
But you've already said No Mercy.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
That's all we ever used to do.
I like No Mercy.
What was the
right, but WrestleMania 2000 is the same as No Mercy, except better.
I like No Mercy. I don't know why.
Is it because you've got Dick Diggity Dog?
Dick Diggity Dog.
Dick Diggity Dog. What was the one off of WrestleMania then?
Was it a gangster one?
Oh, I can't remember that. They all had their tunes. Go on then, Kwai. Third place.
In the third place, pal. Probably. I think it's SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 or 2006, the one with ECW in.
Yeah.
When it first brought in the...
SmackDown vs. Raw.
I think it's 2006.
Yeah.
2006.
That was.
When you had all the hardcore wrestlers and you had the first introduction of the Extreme Rules match.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, I can put stuff on fire and set you on fire and kill you with this weapon. Yes. All the weapon grapples.
There was one thing the old one had over the new ones.
What?
Free roam back area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That you could pick where you wanted to go just by like going into the arrows and stuff, rather than having to be in the locker room or the car park or Mr. McMahon's office or the ring. And not
that's
being
the only
able
places.
To change.
That's the only places you need to go in the arena, apart from the bathroom.
Kitchen?
No.
There's no kitchen.
The restaurant.
The kitchens were awesome.
Throw people into
the ovens and they catch fire.
Yeah, that was a segue into my next pick of SmackDown 2. The PS1.
See, I played all the 64 ones.
Because of that, I quit matches. And just taking them out the ring and then going around to the square outside Madison Square Garden and then going into the fucking restaurant and battering the shit out of them in the restaurant kitchen and stuff like that.
Going outside on that one actually and getting people run over.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I remember now, that flash of being Bubba Ray Dudley and getting run over repeatedly.
I don't think Revenge is going to be in my top three anymore, because I've just remembered another one. My second is the original SmackDown game, because it had multiplayer story mode. Right, you didn't have all the you didn't have all the stories and stuff like that, but you could have up to four people. No, you could have two, couldn't you?
Yeah, you did a tag team.
You just randomly get put in matches for different belts and stuff like that. But you could have two people that went that had separate. So at one point I used to do quite a lot with Ollie and Quiet, where I'd have like the WWE champion, or WWF championship as it was at the time, and all of a sudden they'll put me in a match for the Intercontinental, but it would be like a fatal four-way, and then Quiet have a singles match, and then Ollie would have a tag team match, but just completely separate. You remember that one?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It's the only one that's had more than one, apart from the co-op story modes that the new one's got, where you could just randomly pick which one you want, sort of thing.
I don't remember that.
Do I have it? I have SmackDown 2.
No, this is SmackDown. The original SmackDown.
I think I have it.
I forgot about that one.
Apparently, it's not one I picked, but apparently Raw on the Xbox, the original Xbox, was really good.
Yeah.
And had a really good reversal system.
Who is it made by?
I can't remember. But apparently, like, you could reverse anything. Like, if Kane was going to choke slam on someone, Edge could spear Kane.
That's quite cool. I don't think anybody played that, though, did they?
No, because I never had it on the original Xbox.
The original Xbox.
What's your second pick?
When I was in my Sony days.
I've been done my second pick.
Which one?
SmackDown 2.
Oh, yeah. My second pick is... Probably is WrestleMania 2000.
I can't believe I dropped Revenge from my list.
Smith and him is good. Very good. Better than No Mercy.
No Mercy.
To have more people.
I think actually, not just because you picked it, but I think No Mercy was my least favourite wrestling game.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I even preferred Attitude more than that.
And Attitude had the horrible controls.
Had the funny blood though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best thing about Attitude though, you could like, my left down square was pedigree.
Yeah.
Left was like Tombstone, right down was like chokeslam and stuff. You could just put the most ridiculous movesets as the easiest things to do, and then an Irish whip I'd have to do like left, 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 down, left, B or circle or whatever, just to do an Irish whip, just because you never used to use them.
Alright, what's your number one?
I can't think, to be honest.
You're a terror. You can't really segments, and then you can't think of a third one.
It's either the newest SmackDown. That ECW game on the PS1.
No. What, the backyard crap?
I can't remember what it's called. I honestly can't remember what it's called.
I've got an ECW one on the N64.
Backyard Brawl or something like that.
No, it's just normal ECW game.
Was it Anarchy Rules or something like that, or Hardcore?
Something like that. One of those sorts of things. It's that one of those two.
Well, you need to pick.
I don't know.
You can't just pick two.
So I can't remember what ECW one's called. So. We'll go for the newest SmackDown. I really like the newest SmackDown.
Is it cunt? It is.
Why?
Because that was my pick. Just for the amount of matches on it.
Yeah, that is
so many.
There's so much stuff that I wish they would put in from the old ones.
Yeah, but it's got so much more stuff than the old ones had.
Yeah, but there's certain things I miss, like the ability to go anywhere backstage.
They could just release the game and then have it as add-on DLC sort of thing. Obviously, because they don't want to stick so much.
I know, it'd be pretty big DLC.
Yeah, but can you imagine? The loading screens take a long time anyway.
Well, they're getting better, but they do.
But can you imagine
if they added SmackDown 2 recently?
All the old stuff.
Oh, no.
Remember if they had all the old stuff that everybody had always run the game on top of the stuff that's in this one?
Yeah.
You'd be waiting for 5 minutes just to load up.
It'd be like three or four discs.
And they're bad enough to glitch anyway.
Yeah. Run what's yours, Rich.
He's a fucking idiot, that boy, isn't he?
You've got to say it again.
Yeah, do another.
You've got to say why.
I'm not picking another one.
You can pick the same one.
If anything, I should have picked first because I started and then you invited in.
He can, you know, he still picked that one. He might have different reasons for you.
It's just all the matches. I gave the reason. He didn't even give the reason.
I like it.
It's just like all the new features and stuff like in it. And just the roster. Compared to like the older ones. I think I remember paying... I can't remember what it was called now. The one that had Doink the Clown in it.
Legends. Was it Legends?
No. This is like real old school. Where he had a bucket outside the ring and you could swing the bucket around and crack people. I think it was like Sega or something.
Yeah, if it's Drink the Clown, that's
it
what
was like
90s.
Eight people.
No, I can't remember that far back.
I had WrestleMania 2000 on the Game Boy. That had five characters or something like that.
What I was doing that was cage matches and they were really fucking difficult. Quiet, what are yours?
What is mine, Richard?
His is Revenge.
WWE vs. WWE Revenge is the perfect wrestling game.
Really?
It just had better characters. than No Mercy.
Yeah.
And it just
annoying. Yeah, that's it's not.
If you look at it, it's exactly the same as No Mercy, just with WCW. And for some reason, that was better.
I prefer. That's why WCW wasn't my favorite, because it didn't have WWE characters.
Yeah, Stone Cold, didn't it?
But
and The Rock.
Where World Tour had a lot of people that came over to WWE.
The Benoit and the Jericho and the
Jericho and Benoit were in WWE Revenge.
Yeah,
they were.
Yeah. And it's just setting characters in it.
Like, Mortis, that's all.
And what was his alter ego that you could...
Chris Canyon.
That was the one.
Never heard of that wrestler.
It could be Van Hammer.
You picked a bad subject.
Aki Man. You could have been
Aki
Man.
It's a bad subject for you anyway.
Because I didn't do WCW when I was a little.
No, did I?
I didn't watch it. I
just played the game.
The game. I didn't. I was a WWF person.
So was I. I used to watch it with my grandma.
I think I saw like one episode of Nitro and that was it.
I used to watch Thursday Night Thunder in 1998 because it was on before The Mole. And I used to like watching The Mole.
You have terrible taste in progress.
I was like 7.
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
I was 7, I used to watch. My Saturday used to be wrestling, Simpsons, Gladiator, Baywatch.
Bed.
Really? That was my Saturday evening.
No, my Saturday, when I was middle school, used to be.
There's no manual in here.
Wrestling and then James.
Bed.
And then masturbating in bed. That's how it works. What about the worst wrestling game of all time?
No Mercy, I've already told you this.
We'll make quite over you.
I could see it being No Mercy as well.
I know, I've got mine, if you can't think of one.
Probably,
Don't steal my one, please don't steal my one.
Probably the Legends of Wrestling.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
There is a worse one than that. What?
I think actually I'm going to change mine to Legends of Wrestling. Really?
Really?
I hate that game.
Mine is WWF Just Bring It.
Why?
The PS2. Because it's awful.
But surely it's the same as this.
It's just another one in the line of SmackDown.
It's a later one, yeah.
No, it's not a later one.
Yeah, it is.
It's no, not. It's before. It's just
it's SmackDown. SmackDown 3.
Alright.
Essentially. First game that I ever got on the PS2. Loaded up, oh, it's well good, it looks well fun. And then you get to the single player, the story player, story mode thing.
Yeah.
And it, you just walk around as The Rock in third person.
That's what I want.
In first person, sorry.
That's what I want.
And then you go across.
I actually like that.
I didn't like it at all. I was like, it's like literally the story mode was a week long.
Maybe we should have talked to the right people in New York Championship match.
To be fair, the older ones just went on forever and ever, but.
I liked that.
Yeah, but nothing new happened.
It's just recycled.
And you'd get a story. Yeah, the story mode consisted of like once a month, you'd get a cut to backstage and someone would punch you and you have a backstage brawl. I think that was about it.
Yeah, as much as you want a mode like that, the new story modes are okay. The Road to WrestleMania.
The Road to WrestleMania are cool, but I wish that you could do like more than one season.
Yeah,
because you get to the pinnacle of the career.
What you want is,
and then it ends sort of thing.
You've got the Road
to second season as the. Champ.
Yeah, you. What do you mean? Do you mean not Road to WrestleMania, the career mode? Because you got the Road to WrestleMania, which is stories, and then you got the career mode, which is you do so many matches and do the title match. They should expand that.
That needs a
with
bit
a
more.
Story.
Yeah,
but that's what the a story.
That's what SmackDown
for.
That's what SmackDown versus Raw is.
They're shorter.
That's what that game is. You win matches, you get superstar points. When you get to 8th amount of superstar points, you get to challenge for the title.
But is there a story as well?
Yeah, but as you're going through each match, it's a story, isn't it? So every time you win a match in story mode, you get points.
Yeah, on the new ones, isn't it? You just do, I will fight match. Kofi Kingston, 5-star rating. I will fight Evan Bourne, 5-star rating. I will fight...
Need to do something with that to make it sort of...
Not boring.
Yeah.
Or just put the two together.
Yeah. Well, no, because it's quite nice having like individual character storylines as well.
The thing is, if they were you wouldn't get the choice on what matches and who you fought.
Yeah, but then they'd sort of be like, oh, no, because you'd be like, oh, you choose the match type. No, you choose the match type. Oh, pick your poison match.
Yeah, but if it was a set story mode, you wouldn't be able to have
Yeah, but you go, every single cutscene
would be, you pick the match. No, you pick the match.
Yeah, but you go from the bottom.
I punch you.
Yeah.
What they could do is just like, they could do it so they could have the interesting stories of Road to WrestleMania, yeah. Like the two or four or five, whatever they do. And then you have the.
You had like eight, didn't they?
And then you have challenge for the title mode or something where you start. And you start up and you fight this person, and it takes you up the ladders. Well, they have, this, you know, they have the five to number one.
Yeah.
You pick your title in a challenge, what takes you up the ladder in a story style thing.
Well, apparently, this year's is going to be a big. On your Creed Wrestler one, you'll start out on like NXT.
I tell what they do need to do. If they don't do anything else, get rid of story mode maker.
Why?
Who in there? Who used it?
I didn't use it, but apparently a lot of people did use it.
Yeah.
But and some of them were quite good, and they've like expanded it this year. They released some new info on one of the forums. They've shown the cover.
But it was a case of the cover
is a Big Show, John Cena, and The Miz. So those three are going to get injured. The price to pay.
The Big Show. As soon as his music starts, I always start going, The Big Show. Although he's not on there.
I don't like The Miz. He's mean.
The Miz is awesome.
I don't like John Cena.
Miz is growing on me a little
bit. He's going to be champion. He's going to be awesome.
I don't like John Cena. John Cena irritates me.
No one likes John Cena.
He's too baby face.
If you're over 12, you don't like John Cena.
I didn't like John Cena until recently.
He's too baby face.
He was alright when he got angry, but he'll only ever get angry once.
Yeah.
A year.
And he's like, everybody loves me, I'm John Cena, I'm the face of WWE.
They need to do what they did with Hulk Hogan and the NWO, is make John Cena the heel and behind NXT.
Yeah. Hopefully they do.
I don't think anybody will join NXT.
There's still someone behind it.
Well, who's this? There's been one more person, isn't there? They've got two more people. One more person.
Who?
The NXT against them.
Why have NXT got finally got it?
No, the other guys.
Yeah.
DWM against
The Miz.
Yeah, so we were just talking about NXT and you go, oh, they've got to find somebody else.
No, sure there's someone else on top of that, is there not?
No, it's 7-on-7.
They've already found him. It will be The Miz.
I thought they had to find two people. I wasn't really paying attention, to be honest.
If at one point, Hobbs, they had to find four.
This is true.
And then they kept beating up all the people that I thought were going to replace them. Yeah. Like, the Hart Dynasty.
And Mark Henry. I'm quite glad that they didn't put Hart Dynasty in it.
Why?
Well, Mark Henry. Mark Henry cannot wrestle very well. He just picks people up and throws them.
What else is he supposed to do?
I don't know.
Is he supposed to jump off the top rope and do like a 720 splash on people?
That would be quite impressive.
You realise we're still recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew we were
best
still recording.
Best end it now.
Why is this?
Choir has to go at 12:30.
People might want to listen about wrestling.
If they didn't want to listen about wrestling, they've probably turned off quite a long time ago. We've been talking about wrestling for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, but at least it actually had some stuff and we wasn't going back over the same stuff.
Do you want to do SummerSlam predictions while we're here and see what happens next week?
Alright, bring up the SummerSlam card because I can't remember it.
Okay.
Big Show versus...
It's Big Show versus the SES.
Straight Edge Society will win that.
Big Show.
Big Show's got broken hand.
Yeah, but he's awesome.
And torn tendons. Mysterio v. Kane.
Kane.
Yeah.
Did you see SmackDown this week, though? He turned around and went, I know who it was. And then Drew McIntyre came out and he was like, started interrupting. Then Drew had a fight with Ray at the end,
yeah.
And then Kane come out, and then Mysterio ran to the top of the near the starting line and went, "It was you that did it, Kane." And Kane just went, "No, no,
I love my brother.
No!
I love my brother."
I knew it was Kane from the start. It shouldn't have been Kane, but you knew it was going to be Kane.
Yes.
Orton v. Thingy Magic.
Sheamus.
Sheamus will not win that.
Will.
No. You look at Orton's. It's just like a main event jobber.
Orton is like...
He hasn't won a pay-per-view in a long time.
The only person...
Orton is the person that will not lose matches.
Sheamus hasn't had a title that long, though.
He has.
He hasn't had that long, like
a couple of months.
So?
He should drop it to Triple H, if anyone.
Yes,
yeah, but that's January.
That's more of a money feud.
That's not even January, that's like February.
That's alright, you can have Sheamus have a long old title run.
No, that's a
make him legit.
Too long. And 7-on-7.
NXT.
Man, I'm going to Raw.
Nexus. You're either Nexus.
All right. That pisses me off so much.
I don't know who. I don't know what other match. They're probably the one match that isn't hyped whatsoever.
But you've got the Divas all matches. Melina.
Oh, no one cares.
Melina. Is there a tag match going on?
I don't think there is. It should be Hart Dynasty against them. The Samoans.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Oh, God.
What's up?
Well, where are you going now, sir?
What?
You come see the A-team with us now.
No, I've already seen it.
Come see it again.
No. Spoilers.
Spoilers, there's a black guy in it.
What? No. Spoilers, it does say Good God Street Soldier. That is quite a rampage, yeah.
Right then. Good episode. Rats on iTunes, we're on Facebook.
The last week will be a good episode.
Did you listen to
it? We had a lot of people last week.
Did you listen to it?
No, but Kanto was a fuck session. It was a clusterfuck.
It was just a pile of mess, really, wasn't it?
Hey, we had a spike in listenership, I don't care.
Clusterfuck.
Anyway, yeah. Rats on iTunes.
That's because people listen to it, like, listen to this piece of garbage.
What's up?
Right, iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, levelupodcast.com.
We're on Facebook. If you smell what the podcast is cooking.
I made it like a year ago.
Are we on
and
podcast?
There's like literally like.
Are we on podcast?
There's I like, thought this was live radio.
There's like three people.
Q103?
There's like three people on the Facebook group. Because I made it and I didn't bother doing anything with it.
What's
it's like
the
Callum
Facebook?
And Quai.
What's the Facebook? That's two.
And me.
What's like, the Facebook thing?
It's a search Level Up podcast on Facebook.
I'm going to do that on the go. Newest man.
How's your other website?
Fine.
What?
He's whore. The podcast whore.
You got two websites?
No. I have many websites. Well, I have thousands. I own Google, don't you know?
He has many domains.
Benjamin Quiet is a big homosexual.
.org. Bye, everybody.
Say bye, Quiet.
What's up?
Niggas, fuck
it. The podcast is cooking.